producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drone shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Never doubt the fact that a guy who can pull off wearing a cut-off tuxedo shirt could change the world, because my buddy Ty Bollinger can and does and did and is doing it. Welcome back, my friend.
Are there any other kind of tuxedo shirts that aren't cut off?
I didn't know, actually. You know, I was kind of behind the fashion world until I connected with you and saw, wow, that was really awesome. And I just wonder if we're going to be able to pull that off coming up in a couple of weeks.
We shall see. I don't think Charlene's going to let me pull it off, actually.
No, I don't think my wife will let me either. We'll have to do that like the after party. All right, bring out the cutoffs.
Exactly. But I think that a couple weeks from now we're getting pretty excited about the Truth About Cancer charitable gala event here in Nashville. So putting the final touches on that. We're going to be giving a lot of money to charity, and we're going to also going to be honoring some people that are there for lifetime achievements. It's going to be I'm not aware of anything that's been done like this before, so we're excited to do this for the first time.
Yeah, and we'll be broadcasting from up there, recording a lot of interviews as well, because a lot of folks that were involved in it, whether they were interviewed or behind the scenes, will be there with us. So looking forward to that, TMB, and seeing the whole family and getting everybody together again. And,
yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be awesome, man.
So we had one of the docs featured in the Truth About Cancer series, Dr. David Jocker's on last hour, and he's pumping up a cancer cleanse, which is very exciting.
Yeah, I heard you talking to Dr. Jockers there during the last hour, and he's a great guy. People loved him in the Global Quest, and just a wealth of knowledge. I think that you were the one that introduced me to Dr. Jockers about 18 months to 2 years ago for the first time, and man, I'm glad you did. He's a great guy.
Well, we all connected at our buddies, Reggie and the gang from Better Way Health. They hosted that cancer seminar in Atlanta that we all got to attend, And, of course, that's where we were introduced to those special key lime avocado pie thingylets that your wife made now, too. Charlene made amazing ones since then.
Oh, yeah. We love those key lime pies. They're great. And, man, there's nothing like them. When Jockers came up here, him and his wife Angel came up to see us a few months ago. I promise you, he must have ate half a dozen of those things. He just loved them. So, because I took the recipe that we had there in Atlanta and kind of tweaked it a little bit. And so I added a little bit more lime juice, a little bit more honey, and man, are they good. But you've had them too, though. You and Nancy had them when y'all came up here.
Yeah, I know. I'm salivating on the microphone right now. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So, looking forward to having some more. So, all right, now we got to talk serious stuff here. Because I have not covered it just briefly mentioned, the devastating sequences that happened in Paris recently that they're blaming on ISIS. And, one of the things I mentioned last hour, we're going to get into the false flag aspects of this, is that if Paris or France was a country that had a Second Amendment that guaranteed the right to keep and bear arms, and I said if there was a theater in Texas where ISIS terrorists showed up and tried to shoot people in the theater, how long, how many shots would they get off before they were filled with lead?
Not too many. I mean, somebody's going to be back in there.
Superdon said one shot, and that's it in Texas. And, this is a very real thing that our liberal friends don't seem to get, that you don't want to disarm the population, yet what has happened since this event is that they've even enacted more aspects of martial law and making sure you can't protect yourself, as they've moved the military in to basically take over the streets of Paris for for I don't know how long. And there are people like on the Republican side, Lindsey Graham and John McCain, that would love to see things like that happen in America. I know it's not just a left thing, but in this case in Paris, there's some eerie similarities between what we saw at 9/11 and what happened there. We should go through some of those.
Yeah, there really are. And it kind of smells like a combination between the Boston bombing and 9/11, some of the things that are happening in the aftermath. Because if you remember with the Boston bombing, you know, we had the police and the military to the streets searching everybody's homes looking for the Tsarnaev brothers, if you remember that.
Yeah.
And basically let them run all over their constitutional rights. You know, they don't have the right to come in your house if you don't offer them, you know. Mm-hmm. But that's just one of the things that's happened in the aftermath of this Paris, is that the president of France has said they need to amend the French constitution. He literally said that they need to amend the Constitution so they can now conduct police raids without a warrant and place people under house arrest without having to go through all those, you know, pesky approval processes through a judge.
Right.
So that's one of the things, the first things that happened after, you know, the Paris bombing, and it just kind of it reeks of Boston all over again. But it not only reeks of Boston; it reminds me of what happened after 9/11. Because if you remember 9/11, it wasn't an Able Danger. There was drills that were going on, right?
Yes.
Well, many people don't realize that in Paris on Friday the 13th, this last Friday, there were drills going on as well. So it's almost like these drills, they go live, and then so you've got a bunch of people that are thinking it's just a drill gone live, when in reality the thing that's spun to the world through the media is that this is a real happening, when in reality this may have been nothing more than a drill gone live, or it may have actually just been a drill that never went live. I don't know, but just some of the things that happened in the aftermath are really peculiar. So, you know, for instance, you know, it's the Hegelian dialectic all over again. It's this problem, reaction, solution. If you look at the mysterious magical passport, right? You remember in 9/11, you had the passport, and I can't remember what the guy's name was. It was like Saddam al-Sukami or something, where they found his passport just in pristine condition. Yeah, after he had supposedly blown himself up in the Trade Center, right?
Like it had just been issued.
Yeah, like in pristine condition.
Yeah.
But they find it down, and you know, an FBI agent happens to find it on the sidewalk with not hardly any damage. Well, the same thing happened here. There's these magic passports that had been found after these guys supposedly blew themselves up. And the sheeple just buy it. And they blew, oh, hey, cool, they found the passport of the guy that blew. Well, he blew himself up. How's the passport still intact? How is it not burned if he blew himself up? So, you know, that's just, look, here's what I'm going to do. Robert, I am going to start a business making shirts out of passports. And it'll be like full body armor. I'm just going to make it out of passports, and then you can blow yourself up, whatever, and the shirt won't even burn. It's going to be like the highest selling shirts that have ever been made. I'm going to make them out of passports. And, hey, I'm going to make them out of cell phones, too, because did you see the story about the guy that got hit with a shrapnel in his cell phone and it saved him, and there was, like, little bits of blood, but his shirt wasn't torn? Did you see that one, too?
No, I didn't. I missed that one. But there's always weird anomalies that come around these things. And, I can't dispute that people weren't killed or injured. I mean, that, you know, there are weird anomalies, but there were drills going on that day.
Yeah.
That is known. And that seems to be a commonplace theme when you have actual events occurring. How the irony is, anytime you hear about a drill, you want to be far from that area. And you know, I mentioned the right to keep and bear arms is another important aspect not to give up. And of course, after 9/11, there were people willing to give the government a lot of leeway to violate the Fourth Amendment, and we've seen it with the Patriot Act and many other things since then. And so these events have also garnered this this bloodlust to kill. Now, recognize that in self-defense, that's not murder. But when you go out and target people that are not responsible for what has occurred, that's a different story. And, of course, with ISIS, the origin story of ISIS, and there have been media outlets that are willing to cover it, certainly not the mainstream media, that recognize that the G20, and this is weird because the president of Russia, Putin, is going on the air saying, you know, the G20 funds ISIS.
Yes, of course. I mean, when you look at ISIS, and I'm not saying there's not Muslim extremists, radicalized Muslims that want to kill Americans and kill Christians. Whatever. Yeah, they're everywhere. I'm not saying that. But the group ISIS was fostered, funded, armed, and equipped by the United States and the Gulf allies and Turkey and Israel. And this isn't just hearsay. This is a quote by the former DIA, the Defense Intelligence Agency chief, Michael Flynn. He was interviewed this summer. You can go out and see it on YouTube. He says it was a willful Washington decision to foster the rise of the Islamic State and ISIS. Okay? This is public knowledge now. We funded ISIS. Now, what happened on Friday the 13th? I don't know. I don't know what happened. I just know it's weird. And this may have been, you know, ISIS was allowed to do this, or it may have been nothing to do with ISIS. I don't know. But look, I've seen footage, video footage and picture footage of Beirut and Monaco when they've actually had suicide bombers that have blown a place up, like they supposedly did this coffee shop in France. It looked a lot different, those suicide bombers, than the ones that we see the pictures from in Paris. I mean, I've seen the place they allegedly blew themselves up, and there's a couple of chairs overturned and a cup of coffee still on the table. There's hardly any damage. Now, I don't know what happened, but it just doesn't look like that the official story is true. It just doesn't look like that could have happened.
Yeah. Like you said, there's all kinds of strange anomalies, but in the big scheme of things,
yeah.
Who wins?
Well, the people that want to take liberties away in order to provide more security, allegedly provide more security, those are the people that win. The neocons win if something like this happens in the United States. The globalists that want to keep us scared and afraid and use fear as a tactic to come in and steamroll over our rights, that's who wins.
Well, and also those who are trying to pretend that what this is not, but it's a war for oil, the access to what remains. And this continues to be the ruse by saying it's all Islamic terrorism. And as I said, and as you said, we're not saying there aren't Islamic extremists. That's not what we're saying. But the reality is behind all of these terrorist attacks, there's money. Where does the money come from? It's not because they're selling oil that they've captured. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, those things are,
And another thing that reminds me of what we saw in the United States recently is the fact that the hospitals, the EMS services, the police, the firefighters in Paris last Friday, they were warned ahead of time to be prepared for a terrorist attack.
Yeah. Once again, there's more than meets the eye. Certainly, you're going to get more of that in the new media where we're willing to cover it because we're not colluding with corporations that have no allegiance to any nation or state. Least of all these United States. All right, moving on to a different war, the war on drugs, next.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want Le Cig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from Le Cig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeCig.com. LeCig.com. Kick some ash with Le Cig.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, TMBRSB together again as we are each and every hump day, middle of the week, highlight, spotlighting all kinds of things. And, you know, when we talk about broadcast healing, like we just covered, you know, a very important terroristic event in Europe, and given a perspective on it that you won't hear anywhere else in the mainstream media, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And what about when we talk about things like the war on drugs? We often say that they declared war on the wrong drugs. But we don't even want a war. You know, come on, enough with the warfare already. Everything's got to be a war, right? But the reality is, this article on CNN talks about, well, they're so worried that people will become addicted to these things that they won't let people use them. It's like, well, because they are becoming addicted to your morphine and your opioid drugs. What about cannabis? I don't think there's a mention of it.
Yeah, that was one of the things that I was really I was a little surprised about it, because they talk about war on drugs means millions are dying in pain. That's the title. So I'm thinking, okay, they're going to talk about hemp somewhere.
Yeah.
Somewhere. They talk about morphine. And now one of the interesting tidbits is that 92% of the world's morphine is consumed by 17% of the world's population. So there's a limited number of people that are taking a lot of morphine.
Yeah, and mostly in the U.S. and Europe, interestingly enough.
Yeah, and 75% of the world's people that might need morphine don't have access to it. So, look, that's another discussion altogether. I think maybe instead of morphine, maybe they need hemp.
Yeah.
I mean, where's the mention of hemp? You got CBD and the THC both have different ways that they relieve pain.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, cannabidiol is now regarded as a viable alternative to analgesics when it comes to chronic pain.
It's a natural
NSAID, right? An NSAID.
Yeah.
It's a natural one that doesn't have any side effects.
Yeah, it doesn't harm your liver, your kidneys, or your digestive system. In fact, it seems to be helpful to all of those organs, and it's really been a godsend, TMB. And for all of you folks out there that still have, you know, kind of a I would say, a wrong-headed religious view that this plant is evil. When you see what it can do without harming you, you should look at the NSAIDs that they sell in drugstores or are prescribed, if they're prescription NSAIDs or more, and what kind of evil are they raining down on your liver, your kidneys, your intestinal tract?
Yep, exactly, man. I mean, the thing is that you've got CBD that's more, it's a better relief of acute pain than a lot of these heavier drugs like the opium and the morphine. It's got synergistic effects when you use the whole plant or the whole oil, and it's actually more efficient against inflammation than a lot of these analgesics. So that's what we should be talking about here. We feel sorry because people don't have access to morphine. How about making hemp more accessible to everybody for not only pain relief but for cancer treatment?
Yeah, think about in Africa. They always say, oh, these people are dying of starvation and they don't have clean water. Oh, let's get them drugs and vaccines. Let's get them morphine. How about rehabilitating the soils and they can grow hemp? A superfood. They can export hemp and make money and they'd be independent. But, of course, we know that these global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state don't want independent people. They want people who are dependent. And they profit off of by stealing their natural resources and leaving them in debt. That, my friends, is an evil system.
It is an evil system, and it's evil. Just the mere fact that people need access to this plant to treat their cancer, to help their pain, to help with their cachexia cycle so they can have an appetite, that they are denied this, that is criminal, that they're denied access to a medicinal plant. I mean, we talk about it almost every week, and I'm still blown away that this is an illegal plant. I'm blown away that in the United States, this is in the drug category the same as cocaine and heroin. And as a class one with no medicinal benefit, when there have literally been thousands of studies that show the medicinal benefit of hemp.
It is stunning. By the way, our friends at Cannavest are making it available, the CBD form. I just had a question from Australia on cannabis, because they were asking the difference between the kind that is banned and not allowed in so many places, the kind that is. And I said the basic difference is CBD versus THC. Even though we endorse the use appropriately of either or both, the reality is, as we have in the states here, the CBD from hemp is legal and you can get it in all 50 states, and we have made it available. You can click the links in the Robert Scott Bell show notes and get it. In the meantime, of course, we would continue to work for at the very least the decriminalization of the plant, but certainly the full-on access to it for all the men, women, and children even that need it for cancer reversal. My goodness, one of the links that we put in Unlock the Power to Heal talked about, well, many of the links, and it was featured in a global quest, all the links that cannabis had to curing or reversing cancer. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. All right. Well, maybe they should declare war on peace, because everything else they declare war on, they get more of. We want peace. Declare war on it. I know, it's crazy. All right, TMB, RSV, back after this break to talk about mammograms. It looks like something with very small brains can read them better than doctors. What are they? What species?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we'll get into mammograms in a moment. A stunning story. You'll think we're making it up. That's how stunning this mammogram story is, but we're not. We're going to get to it in a moment. But first, we got to go back to you, the listeners, who can leave us messages at 866-939-BELL or be live on the air with us, or you can go to robertscottbell.com and leave your question there.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
So this question is a follow-up from Robin. I told you down under she is. And she had asked about the THC versus CBD. I said the reason, you know, the difference between what can be legal everywhere is the CBD, cannabis.com. Now, she has a follow-up. And TMB, you can help me with this one. She says, one more question, if you would be so kind. So the psychoactive cannabinoid is the part that acts on cancer cells. That's what she says. Does this mean that the non-psychoactive does not have this effect? So she's talking about THC versus CBD.
Yeah.
That is it just a simply a source of omega-6 and 9 oils? And so let's give her a broader perspective on that.
Well, to answer the first question, the psychoactive component does work on cancer cells. The THC has been heavily researched over the last 40 years, and the studies have shown that, yes, it is effective at mitigating the spreading of cancer, even causing cancer cells to commit suicide. And we're talking about up to 12 different types of cancer it's been studied on. That's the THC, delta-9 tetrahydrocannabinol. It's psychoactive. It will get you high. It also kills cancer cells. Now, one of the non-psychoactive cannabinoids is called cannabidiol. It will not get you high if you smoke it. It has no effect on the brain, but they are starting to do more studies than they have done in the past, and they're finding that it is really effective at not only taking care of cancer cells, but has some of the same effects on Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, mm-hmm. epilepsy that the THC does. And as a matter of fact, potentially even better than the THC on some of the other diseases.
Yeah, and when you say no effect on the brain, I mean, it's not that there's no effect at all. I mean, the fact is it protects the brain. It protects the nervous system.
It doesn't have a psycho. It's not going to get you high is what I'm trying to say.
Right. I mean, it'll definitely put you in a deep state of relaxation if you take enough, and that could be good because a lot of people dealing with anxiety could use a little relaxation.
Yeah, the CBD oil definitely will relax you. It's great to take right before bed.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not only looking at the hemp oil, the CBD oil, whatever you want to call it, from a cancer perspective, and that's where most of the research that I'm familiar with has been done on is the cancer perspective. But I mean, you know, we're talking about things like epilepsy and other seizure disorders and Parkinson's and Alzheimer's too. Some really fascinating effects that the hemp oil can have on these other diseases, and I'm just now starting to read more of the studies that have been done on them, and really amazed. I'm blown away every day as I learn more and more about how amazing this plant is.
By the way, tell your favorite mom and pop health food store that they can carry and should carry a plus CBD oil from our friends at Cannavest, or you can get it directly there. RSB15 will get you 15% off any of their products. Cannabis.com. Now, she continues, Robin, down under. She says, I once smoked the weed in the form of resin and fell so close to death for several hours that I promised God I would never touch it again, even if it helped me to live. So I'm interested for others, but not for myself, should I ever find the need for a cure. It's a funny story or statement. But, yeah, I mean, if you get too much of the stuff that makes you high, you will feel not so good.
Well, that's what they call hash, pretty much, is the resin, and it's got concentrated amounts of the THC. So you smoke the hash pipe, as Billy Joel says in one of his songs, you know, talking about the military over there during Vietnam smoking the hash pipe. You smoke that hash pipe, it will knock you out with the concentrated THC. Not something you want to do before a full day's work, probably.
Yeah, exactly. But, Robin, so you should not feel uncomfortable or frightened by using the CBD side of things. That could be a benefit to you. And, you know, if you're nervous about it, start slowly, but it will not lead you down to that perspective when you're doing a concentrated THC scenario like that. So, Robin, appreciate the question. Appreciate you listening down under. We love you there. Sorry about the police state on vaccines that exist down in Australia as well. Now, mammograms. You know, listen, we've covered mammograms for years, and we talk about how it actually, through the ionizing radiation, actually causes the very thing it's supposedly supposed to detect.
Right.
Now, evidently, they're not pleased with how these mammograms are being read. I mean, not the color red, but reading red. So you read them to see if they're, you know, you're getting a hit on something or if it's a false, whatever. We want it to be accurate, right? So rather than going to higher-level doctors or even trained nurses, they've now turned to the animal kingdom. Which animal have they picked out that seems to be the best at reading mammograms?
I'm guessing maybe a monkey, right? Even a monkey could do a mammogram. Is that it?
You would think it'd be a monkey or maybe a dolphin, like they do cool stuff. But no, it's a pigeon. Pigeons.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. This is a serious story. Mammogram reading
pigeons.
This is not
an onion story. This is real.
I have to see it again and again. But no, this is the Washington Post. Mammogram reading pigeons help train human radiologists. An animal behaviorist is weighing in on this.
Wow.
And there's something about pigeons and reading mammograms that, you know, I wonder if they'll charge less. Because how much does a pigeon charge to read a mammogram? I mean, it's got to be a little more affordable.
I just clicked the link you sent me. This is a Washington Post story. You're dead serious. This is unbelievable. They're teaching pigeons to read a mammogram. So apparently mammograms are so effective at detecting cancer that you can't tell if there's cancer by reading it. You got to get a pigeon to tell you. That literally, this article says, armed with a touchscreen outfitted training chamber and 16 pigeons, scientists set out to see if the birds could identify malignant and benign tissue. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah, you have breast cancer? Yes, I do. How do you know? A pigeon pecked on the screen and told me. Wow, this
pecked some Morse code and said it, right?
I can't believe this is a real story.
A chamber of 16 pigeons. I tell you, this is just, you can't make this up. Now, remember, folks, ladies especially, there are ways to detect breast cancer. In fact, it's self-examination. You can detect even small abnormalities, in many cases, better than these mammograms without any undue harm to your breast tissue. And, of course, thermography, which is heat detection, can detect abnormalities of tissue, elevations in temperature, well before a mammogram can detect it. So if you want to use a mammogram, why not use that as a secondary, tertiary, you know, down the road? It's like, well, we're not sure, so then you use that as an adjunct later on, but never as a first, second, or even third option.
Well, you know, there was a study that was quoted in the Global Quest by Sayer G with GreenMed Info, and Sayer said, he quoted a study, which I put up on the screen during the documentary, 1.3 million women have been diagnosed with cancer that didn't have cancer from these mammograms. And so now I'm looking back going, I wonder if that was pigeons they were using to of course, joking here. But, I mean, it's like, okay. Well, apparently the oncologists are not all that great at reading them, so maybe pigeons will do a better job.
Well, yeah, that's my thought at this point. It's like, because it clearly that 1.3 million false diagnoses came from humans. The pigeons weren't in play yet, so
maybe we'll get a better success rate from the pigeons.
Why not just go to Las Vegas and play a game of roulette on red or black? I mean, that's the kind of randomity that we see here. It's even worse for flu shots. This year they're actually claiming they work even less than before, as if it weren't bad enough.
I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, we'll have to cover that maybe next week.
Sure.
But, oh, my goodness. Now, on another front within the modern medical mafia, as you said in Monumental Myths, we have a story about antibiotics and AstraZeneca, a big, big pharma company, one of the demon spawn of IG Farben. They're joining with pharmaceutical bodies to urge what? More money being spent on research into new and more terrible antibiotics.
And no research done into how can we build the gastrointestinal tract, how can we protect our GI tract, because that's where we generate our immune system, you know, 70% of the immune system. No research into that. No education to people that if you have taken a round of antibiotics in your life, you've destroyed the beneficial flora down there and you need to do something to rebuild it. We don't hear that from them, do we, RSB?
No, not really at all. I mean, it's not like there isn't research going on to the microbiome, but for some reason it seems detached from these drug companies who say, no, what we really need are more powerful chemotherapy agents, because let's be honest, antibiotics are a form of chemotherapy.
They really are, because what are the similarities? Well, the main similarity between the antibiotics and chemotherapy is indiscriminate killing, just like napalm. Chemotherapy destroys all of the fast-dividing cells that it gets to. The antibiotics, antibiotic means anti-life. It destroys the bacteria of good and bad in your gut. So there is no selective toxicity to either antibiotics or to chemotherapy. So in that sense, they are very much alike.
Yeah, and also the secondary or even primary damage to epithelial tissue, right? That's the lining of the gastrointestinal tract. And, you know, what they're warning, they're saying here, without new antibiotics, and I quote,
Everything from routine surgical procedures to cancer chemotherapy, organ transplantation, and even childbirth will become increasingly dangerous.
Right.
That was a letter
right.
published in the Financial Times. Interesting, Financial Times, not a medical journal, the Financial Times. Send us money. But the reality is, we know how doctors can utilize safe substances to prevent infections in these unusual, even routine surgical procedures. The use of silver hydrosol, the use of hydrogen peroxide, the use of ozone, the use of copper hydrosol or colloidal copper. These are things that actually work, and they work as fast or better at microgram dosages than gram dosages of chemotherapy antibiotics.
Yeah, yeah. And in the end, what almost always happens with both antibiotics and chemotherapy, with chemo, the cancer comes back. Mm-hmm. You've got cancer cells that are now resistant to the chemo, or the chemo actually stimulates them to come back stronger. And with antibiotics, you have now the MRSA. You have different strains of bacteria that are now resistant to the antibiotics, and so they come back stronger. There's too many similarities between antibiotics and chemotherapy. They are almost one and the same.
By the way, if you want to strengthen your immune system, our friends at Carnivora have got it going on. Last week I had a great, great interview with a guy who was dealing with infectious disease. He wasn't even dealing with cancer, and he got on the Carnivora, changed his life for the better. Also our good friends at Better Way Health with Beta-1-3D Glucan, the immune modulator extraordinaire, and you can get that by going to BetterWayHealth.com, BetterWayHealth.com. No, we don't need more and newer and more powerful chemotherapy. We need to get pigeons into the doctor's office to do the doctor's job, and then we'll see that we've got simpler ways to take care of infections, including the silver hydrosol that we use, our friends at Sovereign Silver. Hey, when we come back, a doctor's group wants to ban something. What is it, and why do they want to ban it? And do we agree? BNBRSB reporting outside the box after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostrow, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, CARNIVORA.com. Call now.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
You know, I keep giving the gift of healing. Well, couldn't be worse than, could do a lot better. No, you can't. We got it right here, TMB.
And he's helping us out. The Truth About Cancer, A Global Quest. If you missed it, I can't imagine that you did. But there's going to be some deals coming. You pay attention right here. We'll let you know when a special deal on, if you didn't take advantage of it, to get the entire series so that you can share this healing message. Also, The Truth About Cancer. Prior to that, TMB wrote a book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. And that's why we go outside the box here every Wednesday. And he and I wrote
outside
together.
Outside the box. Yes. Outside the box.
Outside the box. And what else we got? Unlock the Power to Heal. People still digging it.
It's a great book.
Good information. And we got lots more to go.
Really smart authors. Really smart authors.
One of them's pretty good looking. And it's not me. No, funny looking. Did I say good looking? I meant funny looking.
Funny. No, that would
be me.
That would be me.
And if you miss a show, tell your friends. You can get it at robertscottbell.com. Of course, archives are available right away at GCN or Syndicator. The new Talk Network, talknetwork.com, has them, as well as iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn. Epic Times, our friend Jerry Doyle, and Across the Pond on UK Health Radio. Hello to everybody listening from around the world. Now, not around the world do they advertise prescription drugs like we do in the United States. People think we're nuts. How is it that you do that? But yeah, there's big money in that advertising campaign, and weirdly enough, there's an association made up of medical doctors that claims it shouldn't be happening.
I was reading this article, and the AMA, believe it or not, is saying that they should ban direct-to-consumer advertising, which, believe it or not, we agree with the AMA on this one. At least I do. That's terrible.
If you wanted to save money on drugs, not that we're into drugs, but think about the money that they're spending. And then you're saying, well, we're doing that so we can – I don't know why they're saying they're doing that, because they always complain we don't have enough money for research. Well, maybe you shouldn't spend $1 trillion, no, a billion. How many billions? What do they spend on advertising? It's huge money.
It's huge money. Let me give you, now that we're on that topic, let me give you a quiz.
Okay.
Okay? On direct-to-consumer advertising. Okay, so since when has the television industry, I guess, been able to advertise prescription drugs on TV? Since what date?
What year did it start? I don't remember the year it started.
Okay, it was 1962. Okay, that was a hard one. Now, here's a good one, okay? Tell me what the return on investment is for direct consumer advertising per dollar. So for every dollar spent by Big Pharma, how much do they get in return?
Dude, is it a 10-to-1 ratio?
It's $4.20 for every dollar spent. That's a
pretty darn
good return. They know for every buck, they're going to make $4.20. Now, what are the only two countries where DTC, direct consumer advertising, is legal?
Well, here in the United States, and where else?
New Zealand. That's the only two countries where DTC advertising of prescription drugs is legal. And then here's the last one. In the early 1900s, what did Bayer Pharmaceutical sell over the counter for cough remedy? What was the product?
Oh, it was a codeine, opium-type product, wasn't it?
It was heroin.
Heroin, yeah.
Bayer sold heroin.
Yeah.
For over-the-counter cough remedy. So anyway, that's a little quiz on the history of Bayer and the direct consumer advertising, and it really does pay off for them. $1 spent, $4.20 in return.
Wow. By the way, Bayer,
I take that every day of the week.
Yeah. Bayer actually produced the gas that killed the people that they put in the gas chambers.
Yes,
you didn't know that.
Bayer did.
Yeah. So what do we think? I mean, this is look, direct-to-consumer advertising, it's the lifeblood of mainstream media. It's interesting because if they did ban that, the mainstream media would be in a heap of trouble. You know that you watch the mainstream news and it's all about the glory of drugs. Why? Because 70%, 60% of all the ads running during the news and a lot of daytime programming are these prescription drugs, direct-to-consumer advertising.
They're the prescription drugs and the side effects, if you ever notice, about twice as long as the commercial or twice as long as the information about the drug is the side effects from the drug.
So you know big media does not agree with the American Medical Association on this. They want that money because they're in trouble. They're already hurting because more people are leaving them and coming to the Robert Scott Bell Show to listen to Ty Bollinger.
Yes, indeed. And, or maybe listen to RSD more likely.
Little old me. Well, we're going to be getting together a couple of weeks coming up. But what a wonderful outside the box we've had again, Ty.
Absolutely, brother. Always enjoy it, RSB.
Looking forward to seeing you and the whole family. Everybody, say thank you to Ty Bollinger. Go check out The Truth About Cancer and remind each other, the power to heal is definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-to-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.